This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to The
End. And I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away.
All right, let's go to Danielle in California, then Patricia. Thank you both for holding. You're awesome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
You know, I'm doing my job fighting the globalists, and I got great listeners supporting us, so I'm doing really well. Got a great wife, great children, so thanks for asking.
Great. I got to say, your Alexa Pure turns that hard Californian water into good drinking water, so thank you.
Thank you.
I was just calling in regards to Exposing Deception by ABC. They ran a piece on the National Guard being sent to the border. And in the letter from the governor to Secretary Nielsen and Secretary Mattis, if you don't mind, I'd like to quote this so I get it right. It's, quote, "But let's be crystal clear on the scope of this mission. This will not be a mission to build a wall. It will not be a mission to round up women and children or detain people escaping violence and seeking a better life. And the California National Guard will not be enforcing federal immigration laws."
Now, are you saying that's from the governor? Because I know the governor said we're not going to help you. Or are you saying that's from Trump?
That is from the governor of California.
Oh, yeah, I knew. Yeah, Brown is saying our National Guard's not going to help you. It's basically like Oregon did. And again, they're bringing the violence with them. What about us being able to have a border to screen out the violence? That's what a border is, like a cell wall or a cell membrane. No, we can't have that. Yes, it's just outrageous.
Yeah, we can't eat the National Guard. What are they going to be doing down there then? It's so upsetting.
Well, the Democrats, we have a right with their little blue state and blue city pustules to be walled off from all their crime and out-of-control crap. What about our right to not be experienced living under Democrat demons?
Yep. You got it. You're on the right track. Thanks again for your products. That was really all I wanted to let you guys know about, because ABC is making it seem like the National Guard's going down there and everything's hunky-dory.
You know, it's funny. That's all the disinfo. Thank you, Daniel. Sorry for saying Danielle. My eyes are a little bit blurred today. The lights are so bright. Paul Watson. Let's go to Paul Watson for this segment, and then I'm going to come right back, take a few calls, and hand the baton to Paul. But, Paul, tell us what you have coming up today, my friend.
Well, Alex, we're going to talk about Macron. President Macron of France's recent comments, where he basically said, "The future of Europe is unprecedented mass migration. This is Europe's destiny." And he cites an expert who basically said that the number of Africans coming over to Europe over the next 30 years will grow from 9 million, which is what it is now, they claim, to up to 200 million within the next 30 years. So, Alex, if you import Africa into Europe, what do you get? Africa and all its attendant problems. But nobody's talking about that. They're saying how great it will be. Basically, the complete displacement of Europeans.
Now let's talk about that. We're talking about turning Europe into North Africa, which is what the jihad always wanted. Why does no one visit North Africa? Because it is a hellhole where slavery still goes on. Slavery, the Africans taught the Europeans.
Yeah, the Barbary slave trade, which is now resurrected in the form of street slave markets in Libya after we liberated it through NATO and, you know, the overthrow of Gaddafi. But they're saying the most optimistic scenario is something called Your Africa, which would see mass migration create a welcoming multicultural Europe, because it's really working out so far great, isn't it? Which would fully embrace being a mixed race land of immigration and interbreeding. Those are the words they're actually using. We've got like gang warfare on the streets between these two migrant groups in Europe. Paris is a complete mess. Crime's going up in Paris, it's going up in London, and they want this times 10 at least over the next 30 years. What could possibly go wrong, Alex?
I hadn't seen this report. You tell me it's up on Infowars.com now?
Headline is Macron, Europe entering age of unprecedented mass migration, shares destiny with Africa. Absolutely.
Well, that's powerful,
report.
But I changed the headline that Macron announces the importation of 200 million Africans and turning Europe into North Africa. That is...
Basically, yeah, that's what he's saying.
It is so insane.
Liberal.
Well, they don't want us covering that. That's why they're doing all these lawsuits against us, just so we cover what bull those are. But you know what? We're going to cover it straight ahead with Paul Joseph Watson. But first, Darian, Patricia, Christina, and Jesse, and then I'm done. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Himself with the truth. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby. If you need me, call me.
Ladies and gentlemen, there isn't a lot of civilization in Africa. The globalists have deindustrialized Libya. They took it over on purpose and it was stabilizing things. Same thing in South Africa. The South African government is saying that they're going to kill the whites and take their property, and they're trying to keep them from leaving to Australia. And their vice president, people are saying to Australia, you shouldn't take the fleeing whites that have been there for five, six, seven generations, the Dutch immigrants. And now there's an article up on InfoWars.com. Macron, Europe faces unprecedented mass migration, shares destiny with Africa, says 200 million need to come in within 30 years. So there's already 15 million. And you look at Paris, it is just feces everywhere, tent city, squatting, machete murders, death. Just Eastern Europe is just in pure horror. They're trying to block their borders, and they're being called racist. Soros has these Zodiac boats every day shooting across with thousands of people. The Italian Navy said they'll stop it, so the EU said we're going to launch a Navy to stop you. This is the plan to totally collapse the West so the technocracy can break off. There's no way to assimilate 200 million Africans from third world countries into a welfare state. 80% of the recent migrants are on welfare, even two or three generationally. They're taught by the left to hate the countries they're coming into and not to assimilate. Most of the North Africans are Muslims. My God, Paul, this is the most nightmare scenario. And we knew they were planning to collapse the third world, flood the first world with these populations. But this is an absolute death sentence to Europe, to free market, to any first world status that could lift the whole planet up. This is a diabolical plan. We know Peter Sutherland, who just died a few months ago, and the United Nations, Paul.
Yeah, and Macron cites as his example of how it's going to unfold the French-American journalist and professor Stephen Smith. In his book, Smith admits that this transfer, is what he calls it, a population transfer, will be triggered, quote, largely as a result of Western aid money financing would-be migrants' journeys from Africa. So he brazenly admits this isn't a natural transfer. This is going to be directly financed by the Soros groups, by the globalist bodies.
It's being financed. We thought the number was 10 million. It's 15 million just the last few years. This is a total weaponized attack. We'll have a town of 200 Germans, and they import 1,000 North Africans. And they begin just raping and slaughtering, and the police say it's their culture. This is total insanity.
And they arrest the people who complain about it on Facebook, which is how it ties into another article, which is up at Infowars.com, English language exclusive, where there's this EU Parliament member who is also a member of Sweden's Radical Feminist Party. She's an EU Parliament member. She wants political parties that criticize immigration to be banned completely. So she starts off by talking about far-right parties, and then she says, oh, by the way, the Sweden Democrats, right, which is the second or third biggest party, depending on which poll you look at, got a good chance of winning the Swedish election. They've got the most votes out of anyone from young people aged 18 to 35. She wants them banned. You've got people being arrested, prosecuted, fined in Sweden simply for quoting statistics from the government about violent crime and rape. Their reported rapes have increased 34% in the last 10 years. Over in London, we've got a huge problem with acid attacks, which we never had before. These are the, it's not all migrants. Obviously, some of it's just gang warfare, but a lot of it is. And these are the problems that we're importing. That's what Macron wants, times 10. And over, as well as all this going on at the same time, as well as you, obviously, Alex, trending on Twitter today, Morrissey was trending because he came out and said London is second only to Bangladesh in acid attacks. He pointed the finger at mass immigration and said nobody in the authorities wants to deal with it because it would be politically incorrect to do so. So, and he's getting absolutely slaughtered, of course, because he's an actual liberal who supports tolerant liberal policies, freedom of speech. So he's getting slaughtered by all the regressive leftists who have chosen to side with a barbaric 7th century belief system because they're not real liberals. So he's pointing the problems out. We've imported this. Now Macron's coming out and saying 200 million Africans within 30 years. Meanwhile, he's also saying there's going to be a civil war in Europe over the growing East-West divide, which is what you mentioned before, because these Eastern European countries, Poland, Hungary, Czech Republic, to some extent, Austria,
exactly, they're going to bring in 200 million people. Eastern Europe, already invaded by Muslims over 100 times, has a fighting spirit. They're going to say no, and then the EU is saying militarily they're going to come in and make Eastern Europe submit to the North African invasion.
And what's ironic, Alex, is that Macron says there's going to be a civil war because these authoritarian democracies are upsetting the apple cart. The only authoritarian body in this equation is the EU, which punishes and blocks countries who try to leave its tentacles. They did it before with these treaties, these referendums that they completely ignored when they lost the election on several occasions, France, Ireland, Portugal.
Sure, so what is the left thinking? Because I want you to take over, and I promise to go to these calls. They have gone completely insane. I mean, they literally just hate the West and prosperity. They exploit all these third world countries, and they want to use it as a weapon to bring in all these dependent people to be their cultural army to enforce control over us.
Yeah, and even in this equation with the French philosopher professor, they admit that it's completely unaffordable. How on earth are you going to afford 200 million people coming into the continent? When, as you said, you look at the figures, Sweden, Germany, is 85% plus of the migrant population are on welfare. The majority of them don't get jobs. In fact, there was a statistic out of the Netherlands. I think there's 90% of migrants did not get a job within 2.5 years. So how are you going to afford this? It's completely unaffordable. They admit this would see the end of social welfare programs. So is the left really prepared to sacrifice their cherished welfare programs for the benefit, for the cultural diversity of inviting in or importing in with Western aid money 200 million Africans? And what are the consequences of that going to be? We're going to turn into Africa. You can't import Africa and remain a European country with its own protected culture.
Well, I mean, especially when they're going to be brainwashed by leftists day one. Stay there, Paul. You're taking over. Now, I promised to go to these callers, but I cannot take over for Paul. He's too on fire. Every person that held, Darian, Patricia, Christina, and Jesse, get their numbers. I'm calling them back tomorrow. Front of the line. And they all get $50. $50 in whatever purchase they want. I'm going to have the warehouse call them, and they're going to get $50 at InfoWarsStore.com, whatever they want for holding the last hour. I said I'd go to you, but the time just got away. And I tend to not even look at InfoWars.com while I'm on air. I should look at it all the time. I just get, you know, overwhelmed with the hundreds of stories I already have in front of me. And then Paul just drops this bombshell, and they brought this into me, and I was reading it during the break. EU Parliament member calls for banning political parties that criticize immigration. They already arrest you if you do. And then it links to their own party saying it. That's an exclusive in English. Yeah, and then another one, Macron. Europe faces unprecedented mass migration, shares destiny with Africa. That's not even a strong enough headline. Because when you read what he says 15 million migrants already, now 20 million within 30 years, according to his experts. He says it'll bankrupt everything, but it's good, and that they'll fight a war with Eastern Europe because they won't submit. I mean, now we get why they're attacking Eastern Europe and Russia, even though Eastern Europe doesn't like Russia. We are probably all going to have to flee, because here's the deal. The leftists are going to train all these minorities that whites need to be killed, but when you go watch the live videos of the training at the universities, it's all weird white people leading it. it's weird white racists who can look at the demographics and that Christian whites opened everything up and are trying to do this. They use our own strength against us, turn all these people into racists, bring them in, bankrupt everything. They've got tax-free global foundations, breakaway civilization. It's the total takedown plan. These people are mad, crazed, demon lunatics. And I'm just mad that I got diverted off into all the lawsuits and the harassment of Trump the first 3-4 hours of the show. But we did cover a lot of key solutions and stuff. And I got to at least 15 calls today. That's more than usual. I love you all. Paul is coming up. I'll have more live feeds today. The War Room. They're trying to take us down for a reason. We stand for justice, and we stand for sanity, and we stand against the globalists and their insanity. Don't forget, we got Supermel Vitality 50% off. You can get it with free shipping when you get it with the Real Red Pill or Alpha Power that just got back in. Those are 50% off as well. Get a free Alexa Pure when you get 3-month food supply from the great folks at My Patriot, all at InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products and fund the First Amendment. Without you, you're nothing. I salute you and thank you for your support.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moltenhau, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live in the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show, coming up at the bottom of the hour. Basically, the left has now floated this whole notion, and this goes to the heart of how invasively vicious and personal they get with everything, because they can't fight us on the battlefield of ideas, so they have to intervene and muddle with people's private lives. There was a Vice.com article basically saying that conservatives can't get dates. They're trying to terrify young people into not becoming conservatives by suggesting that doing so will leave them lonely and desperate for life. Very, very underhanded tactic. We're going to talk to Ashton Whitty about that at the bottom of the hour. But for now, let's get into this. Breitbart headline, Macron, Europe entering age of unprecedented mass migration, shares destiny with Africa. Now, in this article, the quotes by the French President Macron, he cites this French-American journalist and professor Stephen Smith, who admitted that 150 to 200 million Africans will be allowed to be transferred into Europe over the next 30 years with the aid of Western money financing. So they're openly admitting the Soros groups, the globalist groups are going to do this. It's not going to be even passed off as some kind of natural migration. It's going to be directly funded from the top. We currently have around 9 million Africans in Europe. They're talking about 200 million. You import 200 million Africans into European countries, what do you get? Africa and all the attendant problems Africa has. I mean, let's just be honest about it. Can we have an honest debate about this? If you actually want to import Africa, then defend it on its merits, okay? Be upfront about it. Stop lying about it. Macron's being alarmingly honest here. They're talking about 200 million. Listen, Sweden. Within our lifetime, Sweden, Swedes, ethnic Swedes will be a minority in their own country within our lifetimes. I'm not talking about the major cities, I'm talking about the entire country of Sweden. Swedes will be an ethnic minority, okay? At that point, or way before that point, Sweden is no longer Sweden. It becomes something else, called Swedistan, mainly. You can't import vast hundreds of millions of people from other countries and not have it change the fundamental nature of a country, for better or worse, okay? So let's debate that on its merits, let's have an honest debate. They admit it's going to be through Western aid money financing, so they admit it's going to be from the top, and they say that this scenario would see the end of welfare states in Europe, because we could not afford it. Already 85% plus of immigrants, of migrants in these countries, Germany, Sweden, they're on welfare. They're not working, which is why it was always so ridiculous when I ever heard Angela Merkel say that Europe needed to import migrants because white people were dying off. They're not having kids. That's true. And that's completely their fault, by the way. They need to take ownership of that. But then she always used to say, that's why we need to import tens of millions of migrants, you know, to fund the pension system, to fund the welfare system by working and paying taxes. They don't work. Look at the figures. 85% plus on welfare. There was a stat today out of the Netherlands. 90% of newly arrived migrants after 2.5 years have not had a job. Okay? They're not working. They're not paying taxes. The majority of them, the vast majority of them. They want to come over and they have skills. They want to start businesses. They want to contribute. Great, I'm all for that. Skilled immigration, business owners. It's funny, you know, because Sweden tends to actually kick out the business owners. There was a case where, I think it was a Syrian migrant, came in, started a business, was doing really well, hiring people. Because of one little technicality on his immigration application, They want to deport him. Meanwhile, if you were fighting for ISIS in Syria and Iraq, come on in. Here's a red carpet. Here's a council house. Here's therapy. Here's welfare. Here's a job. If you're going to turn up at the job. That's the situation in Europe. It's absolutely insane. 200 million Africans. That's going to change things a little bit. Let's be honest about it. Meanwhile, basically, by the way, he's calling it your Africa. The most optimistic scenario that Macron's talking about from this, from his citation, which is this Duke University professor, is the most optimistic scenario is something called your Africa, which would see mass migration create a welcoming multicultural Europe. Because it's working out great so far, isn't it? Acid attacks, gang warfare on the streets, stabbings, machete attacks, terrorist attacks, Sharia law, female genital mutilation. It's so diverse, it's so diverse, it's so multicultural, it's enriched us greatly. Which would fully embrace being a mixed-race land of immigration and interbreeding. Which is basically biological capitulation. And those are the terms that they talk about it in. Meanwhile, Macron warns of European civil war over growing east-west divide. So he's talking about the eastern countries who have resisted this mass migration, which is why the Soros group's trying to obliterate them, which is why there was such a big tussle over the Hungarian election recently. He's talking about those countries who, by the way, if you look at polls, they ask people in Western and Eastern Europe, are you positive, are you optimistic for the future of your children? In Eastern Europe, all those countries say yes, overwhelmingly. Western Europe, they all say no. They're less optimistic about their own children's future than they were about their generation. I wonder why. You look across Europe, by the way, the majority of Europeans want to ban Islamic immigration altogether. That sounds like some kind of far-right fringe idea. Polls have been conducted repeatedly. The majority of Europeans want to ban it. And they're going to slowly, you would hope, vote in parties that at least can get a handle, a control on immigration, because if they don't, as Douglas Murray wrote in his book, The Strange Death of Europe, Europe will die, as we know it. So Macron says that European Union risks being torn apart by a civil war between its liberal and authoritarian democracies, because of course Hungary, Czech Republic, Austria, Poland are rejecting this EU quota of migrants. He has the gall to call Hungary, which just had an election, completely fair and above board, an authoritarian democracy. He's calling Hungary authoritarian. He's calling the EU liberal. The EU that blocks and punishes countries who try to extricate themselves legally through a democratic referendum from their tentacles. Oh, but Hungary's the authoritarian country. Give me a break. This is a body, unelected, that ignores national referendums. People vote in all these European countries against the Lisbon Treaty. They just ignore the vote. That's the very essence of authoritarianism. And he's got the gall to point at other countries and call them authoritarian when they elect leaders who care about the interests of their own population. They call them nationalists. They're not nationalists, they're just populists. Old school populists. That's true liberal democracy. Authoritarianism is the EU. It's the very essence of authoritarianism. They're the problem, which is why they're going to collapse if we get our way, God only hopes, over the next 10, 20, 30 years. So while he's calling for 200 million Africans to be paid for, imported into Europe, he's saying in the same breath that it's Hungary that has the problem. What on earth are you talking about? They closed the borders. They didn't have a sprawling migrant camp in Calais. They don't have mass molestation on the street. They don't have terrorist attacks every other week. They have peaceful, prosperous existences. And you're pointing the finger at them and saying they're the problem. No, you're the problem, Macron. You and everything your globalist masters represent, you are the real problem. We'll be back live on the Alex Jones Show, breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live, and we're going to delve into an issue now which I've covered on several occasions in the past, and it is the fact that the left, they're nasty pieces of work, aren't they? They always try to make everything personal. They can't just have an argument on the battleground of ideas, on the battlefield of ideas. They have to interfere in people's families. They have to interfere in people's private relationships because they're interfering busybodies. They're nasty, self-loathing, very hateful people. And they can't just debate politics without making it personal. And on that subject, I'll welcome back our guest, who is Ashton Whitty. She is at Ashton Birdie on Twitter. Ashton, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I want to talk about this Vice article, which you covered in a video a couple of days ago. If you could flash this up, headline is, Conservatives are whining because no one wants to date them. This came out in Vice, I think it was back in the beginning of March. Let's read a couple of sentences out of this. It says, a handful of Conservatives in D.C. told the magazine they've been having a real tough go of it since the election. They've just been having a hard time getting laid. According to one unnamed Trump administration official, it's especially hard to land a date if you're affiliated with the White House. Sad. It continues, a reporter for a white right-wing media outlet told the Washingtonian he recently went out on a date that crashed and burned once the woman noticed some conservative books on his shelf. The horror! Even though the guy told her he didn't vote for Trump, he got down and groveled on his knees and considers himself a moderate conservative, she ended things there. So it's not a long article, but it goes on in that vein. First of all, I mean, that's a lucky escape for that guy. He avoided certain misery. So what's the problem there? Second of all, Ashton, for women, let's just look at women. If you're reasonably attractive, you will never be short of offers from men. You know, basic biology overrides politics. That's just a fact. And for men, which is why I say this article is complete BS in my experience, you know, I'm seeing the opposite. Like being a conservative or, you know, just not being an intellectual coward, which is what most leftists are, you know, it's transgressive. It's daring. It's attractive. So, I mean, is Vice correct? From my perspective, this is complete BS. You know, are confident, good-looking men with strident beliefs and purpose in their lives really going to have problems finding a date?
I wouldn't say so. I would say it's more the fact that a lot of women nowadays are very picky about what they want, not to mention, I don't think women even really want to date or stay in a long-lasting relationship. They seem to just be more focused on their careers, and a lot of these feminist women don't really care about traditional family values. Instead, they either want to focus on their career or be in a relationship, as CNN has stated, with cuckolding. So the idea that any of these women actually want a relationship in the first place is just surprising.
Well, yeah, we'll get to the cuckolding in a bit. I'll save the best for last. You know, isn't this more about, this is what I introduced this with at the top of the show, isn't this more about the left trying to frighten young people into not becoming conservatives by telling them, by putting the fear of God into them, that they'll be desperate, lonely, and unloved if they do? It seems like a very underhanded tactic to panic young people into not becoming conservatives for fear that they'll be alone. Do you see that as part of this agenda?
Well, absolutely. I think when people have this fear that they're going to be alone, they're going to put themselves in a desperate state of mind. They're going to throw themselves at any person that says hi to them or do anything that's willing. I think a lot of women who are on the left, they don't respect relationship values or moral values for the very reason that they push themselves into open relationships or, man after man and just focus on their career. They don't want family values because they're afraid they're going to get hurt or someone's going to push them away. And then they become conservative and no one's going to love them. And so I think that's the entire mindset of the left where they just push people to believe they're always going to be alone no matter what. So you might as well be a freak about it.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's very underhanded, which, I mean, from my own experience, it's very bizarre because most of the messages I get are from very young people, both men and women, who are conservatives. And it's this burgeoning movement, which is in the colleges, which is in the schools. You might not see it on the surface. But I get tons of messages from young people who say, I watch your videos, you turn me on to this. This is like the cool, edgy, rebellious thing to be in school now. Obviously, it's going to be dominated by music and whatever other cultural trends are going on. It's not all going to be political. But for some people who are political, who message me, they're saying, no, it's actually, conservatism is kind of the new counterculture. It is the rebellious, edgy thing to do because it's so taboo. So, I mean, that's not going to play too badly in terms of attracting other people if you're the cool, rebellious kid in school by adopting these kind of edgy beliefs, is it? That's not going to play too badly with the ladies, I would venture.
Well, it's really interesting because the majority of women who were doing the Women's March, for example, they were either lesbian or divorced. And so it's no, you know, it's obvious that a lot of women now today, you know, the idea of getting married and settling down and having children is just absolutely ridiculous. So it's no question that these women, they don't really think about those kind of things. Because, I mean, look at them. The majority of them, they don't shower, they don't shave, they have blue hair, and, you know, they're all divorced. So, of course, they're going to be angry at the world, angry with men, and, of course, angry with family values because they don't have any.
Well, and just angry at the fact that they're very ugly people, both inside and out. I mean, we're talking about them frightening young people into not becoming conservatives. You know, we probably, and I've done this on occasion, should be pointing the finger at the state of protesters at Antifa riots and Black Lives Matter events. Because, as he said, tend to be, I'm talking about activists. Like, when I make this point, and I'm going to get onto it with the science in a second, they always come back at me, these blue check marks, and say, oh, but what about this liberal icon? Look how attractive she is. It's like, no, she's a celebrity. I'm talking about politicians. I'm talking about activists. You look at most of them, and we featured them on the show numerous times, it's exactly as he said. The stereotype is true. Mainly with these feminist protests, the older women are divorced. The younger women have got blue hair. They're completely out of shape. Like, there's no excuse for being out of shape when you're in your mid-20s. Sorry. There's no excuse. That's a lifestyle. That's a series of bad lifestyle choices. And those people tend to be attracted to this victimhood ideology politics, which allows them to wallow in their own laziness and worthlessness. So we should be, you know, getting young girls and saying, pointing to that and saying, don't turn into that, whatever you do. And in fact, I made a video about this called Sexy Hot Conservatives, pointing to the fact that there was one example where it was the Antifa girl. I think it was a girl who got punched, and we don't advocate that, obviously. Mm-hmm. But they had pictures of her before she joined Antifa. You know, long blonde hair, very natural, very attractive. After joining Antifa, she's got the nose piercing, she's got the dreadlocks. As he said, looks like she hasn't had a shower in 2 years. You know, it has an effect. And that ties into the science, which is what that video was about, which I want to get onto. I'll probably get onto that in the next segment here because we got about a minute and a half left. But I just want to wrap the Vice article up with this. At the end of the Vice article, which says conservatives can't get dates, they admit, quote, we hear that the dating site for Trump supporters is really struggling to attract new members. So if a dating site specifically aimed at Trump supporters is struggling to attract new members, doesn't that suggest that Trump supporters are either happily married or having no problem finding dates, therefore debunking the entire premise of this stupid Vice article, Ashton?
Well, absolutely. I mean, on average, they even say that Trump supporters or conservatives in general are more likely going to appreciate family values, which usually ties to the fact that more so we're going to be married or in relationships and be happy with that, because we don't need to have cuckolding.
Well, yeah, we'll get on to CNN promoting cuckoldry again. The point I made with that was people were surprised about it. Why was anyone surprised? That's like their core audience. Of course they're going to promote it. Also in the next segment, I'm going to get on to the different standards by which we view attractiveness and looks in women. Of course, we're told all day not to look shame women, not to fat shame women. Apart from, of course, if it's a conservative woman, and then you can say the most vile thing imaginable about them. We'll get to that and more after the break. We are talking to Ashton Whitty. This is The Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. We'll be back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. This is the final segment of the fourth hour, and we are still joined by Ashton Whitty. Go and check out her YouTube channel. She did a video on this about Vice saying conservatives can't get dates. Quite the opposite in my experience. I made a video called Sexy Hot Conservatives, one of the best headlines ever, where I went through the science behind this. Cambridge University Press reported conservatives are more physically attractive. This is a quote, attractive individuals are more likely to identify with the Republican Party and are more likely to be conservatives. There was a Daily Beast article based on a UCLA study, hardly a far-right outfit, which said GOP women are prettier. Even the arch feminist herself, Lindy West, admitted in an article that she wrote that conservative women are prettier. So if you look at the science, it tends to be that more attractive women and men are attracted to conservative politics. And of course they come back and say, oh, but look at this liberal celebrity, she's so hot. Yeah, that doesn't disprove the general science in these studies, which include hundreds and hundreds of people. I'm talking about activists, I'm talking about journalists, I'm talking about the kind of people who were exposed as perverts during this whole hashtag Me Too scenario. People like Sam Chris, people like Glenn Thrush. It often was the case that the most ardent virtue signaling male feminists were the most creepy, predatory perverts in almost every case. And again, it's because, you know, they're ugly. I mean, I see this connection all the time. Leftists, particularly the most vicious ones who jump to that, to getting personal as quickly as possible, they always have, like, problems with depression, problems with self-loathing. So in those cases, you know, they can't attract women in the normal way. So they have to be creeps, they have to be perverts. And the science shows that conservatives are indeed hotter. But, I mean, Ashton, you know, the question is, do leftists, as they get older, manifest all that viciousness, all that self-loathing by becoming as ugly on the outside as they are on the inside? Do they actually begin to wear all that hatred on their faces, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Where do you think cat ladies come from, honestly? I mean, if you look at all the women who were at the Women's March, they were, you know, not in shape. They were all divorcees, and they're all in their mid-40s. And these are the same people who are offended by beach bodies and women like Pamela Anderson on Baywatch. They can't stand the idea of pretty women taking over. And I think they're indoctrinating a lot of the college students, females, of course, to believe in this idea. You know, if you look at a lot of the sorority girls at UC Berkeley, for example, they all look like they come from nice families. They are all very pretty. And then something happens to them over time where they stop shaving their legs. They wear yoga pants every single day. And they start wearing Birkenstocks, and it's almost like this feminist ideology is pushing them to not take care of themselves.
Yeah, you see the before and after photos of some of these women, and the transformation is quite stunning. But again, you know, they say, oh, Ashton, that's just your internalized misogyny, that's my bigotry. How dare we judge women on their appearance? Oh, and by the way, Tomi Lahrens had plastic surgery, you know, Ann Coulter's emaciated. It's okay to be completely vile about women and how they look and the size they are, so long as they're conservative. Quite the double standard there, Ashton, isn't it?
Well, what's so interesting to me is that a lot of women who are conservative and they do take care of themselves, you know, whether it be Botox or taking a simple shower, we're actually happier with our lives, because taking care of your bodies and actually, you know, basic hygiene tends to tie back to happiness. You know, you're not going to be depressed if you smell good. You're not going to be depressed if you're wearing nice clothes. Happy people just don't look like trolls. It just doesn't happen.
Now, I want to get into this. I know you've been chomping at the bit to talk about it. InfoWars headline, CNN promotes cuckoldry as positive for modern relationships. This came out back in January. Of course, CNN appealing to the interests of its core audience. It reads, CNN has hit a new low by posting a feature article that promotes cuckoldry as a positive fetish for modern relationships. And they quote these experts, including one that said, cuckolding tends to be a positive fantasy and behavior. They also quote a Dan Savage, who is like a gay rights leftist activist, who said, the rewards can be amazing. Goes on to say, neither of these assertions are backed up by any evidence or challenged by the writer of the piece, Ian Kerner, who is a licensed psychotherapist. So there's no actual survey or anything that backed this up, that it was a positive thing for relationships to let your wife sleep with someone else. They just said it was, and we took their word at face value. But we had another article, though, which completely contradicted this, and this is out of Breitbart. It says, far-left voters more likely to share their wives, right-wingers more sexually dominant, claims study. So basically, they asked people in France, and again, this sampling was 4,000 people, unlike the three people quoted by CNN, and basically they found out that left-wingers are more likely to have orgies to share their wives, and we're trying to dance around this because it's a family show. Right-wingers, this is a quote, are more likely to enjoy, quote, kinky sex, so they're more likely to engage in taboos, but it was the left-wingers who were more likely to engage in cuckoldry. So Ashton, you know, not to get too graphic here, it's a family show. Why do you think leftists are more likely to be into cuckoldry? Is there something within their psychological makeup which makes them more attracted to that kind of deviancy?
Well, as a psychotherapist, I think that she would know basic psychology, and that sharing multiple men for one woman is not going to help a woman psychologically. It's actually going to damage her even more, which may even tie to the very fact that feminists are angry themselves. I mean, there's a study show that women who have more sexual partners at a time, they tend to be angry with their lives. They tend to have worse relationships. I think it ties to a lot of what a lot of these feminists, you know, are. They're angry. They're sad with their own lives. And so I think back to what you said earlier, that they are afraid to be alone. They sleep around and say it's beneficial to the relationship. And all it really does is destroy the very family and traditional values that they should be upholding.
Incredible. There you see the study out of the Breitbart.com article. We'll be sure to revisit this topic. It's a source of common interest for me. Just before we go, though, tell people how they can find you on Twitter and how they can subscribe to your YouTube channel, which has been doing very well of late.
They can find me on both Twitter and YouTube, Ashton Birdie, A-S-H-T-O-N-B-I-R-D-I-E.
Okay, be sure to check out her most recent video on this very subject as well. Ashton, really appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
There goes Ashton Whitty. Before we get into a few final news stories here, I want to tell you about some of the great specials at InfoWarsStore.com, because we've got a massive one. It is InfoWars Life Select 3-month premium survival food and Alexa Pure Pro Free at $250 value. This is an incredible deal for anyone looking to take care of their family in an emergency, of which we might have a few more in the coming years, given what's happening in the Middle East and with Russia. For a limited time, you can save big when you buy the 3-month InfoWars Life Select premium food supply at InfoWarsStore.com by getting an Alexa Pure Pro Free for $250 value to help you support the show. So you'll receive a powerful water filtration system, the Alexa Pure Pro, while also securing a 3-month food supply of our ultimate fresh and healthy storable meals for your family for $250 value in savings. So you get $250 value in savings, the Alexa Pure Pro, and the 3-month food supply. Don't wait until an emergency strikes. Make sure you and your loved ones are prepared with a 3-month InfoWars Life Select premium storable food kit. And again, if nothing happens and the sell-by date just runs out, which is not going to happen for a long time, just eat the food and save money anyway, and you also support this broadcast. As Alex says, it's a 360 win. We've also got massive savings, end-of-lot sales, Supermail Vitality, 50% off. Again, the 3-month food supply, the Alexa Pure Pro Free, as I just mentioned. We've got the Vitality and Balance Combo, which is Supermail Vitality and the Real Red Pill. Also, a massive discount, 50% off. True Alpha Male Combo, which is Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power. Again, 50% off. Double Patriot points for the rest of the month. Stock up now. Get the auto ship option so you don't have to keep going back if you forget to reorder. And support this network as we receive a lawsuit on a bi-weekly basis at this point. We're under sustained attack. But we can't be brought down, because we enjoy your fantastic support by getting the specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, talking about people being attacked, of course, Laura Ingraham was under a boycott because of David Hogg's efforts a couple of weeks ago. She took a holiday. She's returned to the air, and her ratings are up by more than 20%. So a round of applause to David Hogg. He's managed to boost Laura Ingraham's ratings by over 20%. He's the best ally that Republicans could have in these midterm elections. Gun sales are through the roof. Conservatives are active, they're angry, they're annoyed, they want to fight back through the ballot box. So we thank sincerely David Hogg for all his efforts, and congratulations to Laura Ingraham. Her show's 20% up, she's doing just fine. That's going to wrap it up for me. War Room with Owen Schroyer is coming up. Breaking news at InfoWars.com. We'll be back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain.